Blog Talk Radio.
It's Astro Holly here today. We are going to be talking about the planet of karma, and that is Saturn, because it's just moved into a brand new sign. And how is that going to affect you? I'll go through all the elements, all the signs, and see if you can get to work, pull up your bootstraps, and you know, just put your hands together and dig into the dirt and get some work done this year. And it can happen, because the more that you work with Father Time and discover how Saturn can help you take a look at the clock of our life and create something that is substance, and have your goals reach the peaks that you want it to, and have some results, right? Our world is result-orientated lately. We want to be able to achieve, and we have goals, and we have wishes, and we have dreams, and Saturn is our almighty, majestic teacher that can help us. It's full of wisdom, and I'm going to talk about that. If we don't get knee-deep into readings, I want to talk about a couple of dreams, you know, how you can work with your dreams in order to create your reality, make your daydreams come true using your night dreams. A lot of people don't remember their dreams. And so I want to focus on what can you do to help facilitate your consciousness to remember, recall your dreams, because we all dream. And I want you to call in. I want you to call in because I'm doing free readings, and that's the call-in number is 646-716-9140. 646-716-9140. Also, I want you to call in and let's talk about love. Let's talk about love, baby. Let's talk about you and me, because love, relationships, it's hard work. It's not only hard work to create a union between two people, because you may be spending a lot of time together, you may even live together. That's a lot of work to be able to create a plan that makes it easy and that you don't lose the love between the two of you. But it's also a lot of work on yourself. The more that you engage on a regular basis with another person, the more that it opens up, reveals, lifts the veil of secret sides of yourself, that is a great opportunity to be able to work on yourself. And whether it's a short relationship or a long relationship, there are lessons in that. So I also am going to be talking about the 2018 predictions around Saturn in general. Okay, so 646-716-9140 is the number to call in. And I also want to tell you where you can get a hold of me if you want to get some personal readings done. I've got a pretty regular clientele, but what I have is a real special treat for just my listeners. It's called $50 Fridays. So if you set up an appointment with me on a Friday for $50, then it's 1 hour. I'm going to spend 1 hour with you. And we're going to talk all about you and all about your predictions and answer most of your questions. I do have clients that I speak to on a weekly, biweekly, and monthly basis, and I coach them using astrology and my psychic abilities, as well as neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP, and diving into past life regression, because I can see a lot of past life stuff, the astrology. So let's just dive in right away with talking about Saturn. So we all have Saturn in our chart. Mine happens to be in the seventh house, which means a lot of my big hard lessons are in relationships. no matter, especially self introspection and self my value system on myself. Where is your Saturn in your chart? Why don't you call in and I can tell you exactly where the Saturn is in your chart. And again, that number is 646-716-9140. And I want you to call in. Let's find out what Saturn's doing in your chart and where is Saturn in your chart, natal Saturn. So Saturn doesn't make things easy. I'm going to say that right up front. And I'm getting some of this information, just so you know, from astrology.com. A really great free website is astro.com. And my information is astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail. Astroholly.com is my website. You can find me on Facebook at astroholly and like my page. Now, the role of Saturn is the taskmaster. Okay, so Saturn commands us. It wants us, it forces us to get to work and to work hard. It helps us with discipline, responsibilities that are really important in life in order to make some of our dreams come true. Now, if Saturn is favorably aspecting your chart, which it is for me for the next year or so, yay, that means that if you work hard, you'll be able to conquer the world. You'll be able to make dreams come true. But also Saturn implores that you take a look at the clock, you take a look at Father Time, you take a look at that. There's discipline involved in here. There's not only just responsibility, but there's a plan that has to be adhered to. But there's also a plan that needs to be created as well. So what I want you to take a look at is what happened last week, which we had our new moon in Capricorn. And Saturn's in Capricorn, the Sun's in Capricorn, and Mercury's in Capricorn. And so we had four very strong energetic signs that were supporting Saturn. And that means, so if you take a look at last week, were you working really hard? And did you find that you had more responsibility than normal, that maybe you were bogged down either with physical responsibility in your workplace or at home, or maybe mentally or psychologically or emotionally you felt overworked or extra charged to work a little bit harder? Really depends on your makeup, which I can see through your astrology chart, whether this was a pleasant, easygoing challenge or this was a I just can't do this anymore challenge. We can take a look at that. So if there's time for everything, okay, there's timing for everything, and there are limitations as well too, and we have to take a look at the limitations, how important those limitations are, and we have to learn how to manage them. Okay, that's what Saturn is all about. Globally, this is going to make a big difference as well, because we're going to be really looking up to our leader. We're going to be looking up to the people that we think are our father figures in society. And that may be your teacher, your boss, your father. It could be, but on a global level, it is the leaders, what I see, such as Trump and the leaders throughout the country. And we're looking for them as role models, as teachers. And with all of the stuff that's going on politically with Trump, it's going to force us to really take a look at how can we conventionally, by learning through the patterns of behavior. So even though, in my opinion, Trump is really getting a bad reputation because of his behavior and the patterns of his behavior, but I also think that it is making the behavior of the country or behavior of politicians or politics or business, it's accentuating it. It's making it bigger than life. It's making it larger. It's putting it on center stage. And it's forcing people to really take a look at this man is representing the behavior of a larger picture, and how is the behavioral patterns of other global leaders going to use their wisdom, use their power to be much more mindful about how everything is run in the world, anywhere from economics to globally sharing our food and our resources, and as well as, you know, how they wield their powers throughout the world. And I believe that when the cycle is over, we will applaud some of these leaders. Okay, and we're looking at another 2.5 years approximately that Saturn's going to be in its home, like it's in its comfort zone when it's in Capricorn. Okay, because the leader of astrologically of the planet Saturn is Capricorn. Right? So again, call in for a free reading at 646-716-9140. I plan on tomorrow at the same time being on, hopefully, you know, it's kind of Mondays are my sure thing, although I skipped last Monday. Wasn't just some last minute things happen. But I hope to do it anywhere around 1 or 2 o'clock every Monday, but I'm hoping to be on tomorrow and Wednesday as well, too, and possibly Friday if you want to call in for readings. I'm pretty booked up for Friday, but I think I have about an hour space. So 646-716-9140, let's find out if you got a question about love. I'd like to talk to you about what's the hard work that Saturn might be able to help you with in the love department, or just look at your Saturn in general. Now, structure is also important to Saturn, and this also brings with it a measure of authority, and it is the Lord, the King. And we, by the end of this cycle of Saturn, which is about 2.5 years, we want a reverend and respect the authorities that are in our world, and it really, and you, so you're going to see a structure and a sense of order that's going to change throughout the next 2.5 years. Now, interesting is that this is coinciding with Trump's astrology chart as well, too. So we're going to take a look at that Trump's astrology chart before that's over. Before this show is over, and we're going to see what is Saturn doing. What is Saturn doing? And it's huge. What's going on with him? And he's going to be very much challenged and knocked off his pedestal. And I'll tell you exactly around the date that will happen as well. But again, back to Saturn. It also looks at contradiction. And it also takes a look at, you know, how is he going to measure up to his authority? Because, again, Saturn is the role, its role is the teacher. It concerns itself with karma and the lessons in which past experiences might bring. So a lot of stuff that's going on, even with Trump, is it's going to bring up historically, you know, the past, and what is he going to take action? Is he going to take action, and is he going to follow up with some of the things that he said that he was going to do? Right? That's it. In a nutshell, it's very important that he does that. So taking a look at Trump, he's got Saturn in Cancer, and that's the planet of Saturn now is completely opposing his Saturn in Cancer, but it's also opposing his Mercury, which will be happening in and around, actually, I think it's going to go back and forth. So the dates of, and so will Pluto. So looking at the end of this year, okay, so October, November, December, Trump will be accountable for words that he has said, for documents that he has signed, for agreements, okay, legal agreements that he has made with what he considers his foe, people that he thought are on his side, friends of the nations around the world, friends that he has developed long before he became president, and that he felt that was on his side. But what's going to happen is that there's going to be a power that's larger than him, bigger than him, that has more respect worldwide than he does. And that person is going to come up against him and said, we need to take over. Things need to change society-wise, because it's going in his 11th house. His popularity is going to drop down. And I believe that by the end of this year, beginning January, I'm not that big into politics, so I'm not quite sure when his cycle ends. But it will end, from what I see, December and January of 2018 and 2019. Now, with that being said, he does have his what's called a part of fortune. Sorry, not part of fortune. It's the Grand Cross in the fifth house. So I don't know a lot about that. So we're gonna stay away from that. But his children are also going to be involved, he's got children, but one of his children is going to be involved, and his children are going to actually go against him, surprisingly, and this is going to create a lot of, a lot of people globally are really feeling like they need a leader, they need someone to guide them, they need a father figure, they need someone they can trust, that they honor, that will take the bull by the horns and create some structure. And he's not providing that, will not be providing that, and in and around children. So we're all going to be here there. I mean, I'm not American, I'm actually Canadian, but they're going to be all affected by it. But I mean, this affects us globally as well, right? So there is a leader of another country that's going to come into play here. And that's Saturn in Trump's chart. But what is Saturn in your chart? You know, I really implore you to call in at 646-716-9140. I do this because I want to educate people with the wonderful things around astrology, but I also want to do some freebies, you know, and help some people out here. So we've got about 40-45 minutes. Traditionally people call in about 20 minutes of the show. And so what else is going on astrologically? Don't forget, before the show is over, I'm going to talk about dreams. How can you remember your dreams? And how can you find answers through your dreams? And we're going to focus on dreams that are difficult to handle. You know, dreams that are teaching you lessons. What are the symbols in your dreams? Symbols are wacky in dreams because a lot of times people are even embarrassed to talk about a dream that they have had because it's so whacked, it's so strange and makes no sense, and there's creatures and strange things happening in dreams that people have a hard time deciphering what exactly it means, or it just seems kind of embarrassing. But it really isn't. Like, even, believe it or not, even dreams of like being naked in a public restroom, very popular. And that means that you feel exposed and you're vulnerable emotionally throughout the day, in your day life. There's dreams of killing and murder, and you being killed or murdered or chased, or you doing the same to other people. Sexual dreams, a lot of times, have nothing to do with sex. Surprisingly, they've done a lot of studies, and men dream about sex and food a lot, and that's their symbols. Okay, and food is food for thought. Different foods mean different things, and it's also personal. You know, if you hate broccoli and you dream about a broccoli chasing you, then you know it's not a good thing. It's something that you're fearful, something you're trying to digest, maybe information that you can't handle. So let's take a look at what's going on this week astrologically, and I'm going to touch base. So this week, what is this week? Just in case you're listening to this on another date, this is January 22nd, 2018. And this week, we're going to kickstart, let me see here. Yeah, so we're going to kickstart this week. It's not January 18th, January 22nd. Yeah, we're going to kickstart this week with, we've just moved into Aquarius. The sun sign has just moved into Aquarius. It's out of Capricorn now. We are looking at our goals and our dreams. We're looking at, globally, we're looking at that the team is important. Other people are important. I need a team to support me and help me, and my friends are important. That may be part of your team. And we're still in Pisces, but we're just in a few hours going to move into Aries. So you're going to feel a shift depending on where you are globally on the planet. But within the next few hours, it's 2 o'clock, almost 2:30 right now on January 22nd, you're going to feel this shift from melancholy, laziness, maybe tired, feeling methodical, artsy-fartsy, daydreamy, living in your head, creative side will start suddenly become very urgent, very eager, very antsy, aggressive, wanting to get things done, wanting to get things started as soon as possible, feeling impatient or feisty or ready for a fight, ready for a battle. That's when the moon shifts into Aries. That's what that's all about. We've still got Mercury in Capricorn, which means mentally, we're thinking very seriously about some issues that we need to take to manage. We need to take charge of, and I will, because Aquarius has also shifted into Venus has shifted into Aquarius again. Teamwork, working with people, friends, having that support from groups and people around you. And then Jupiter is still in Scorpio, and it's going to be in Scorpio. It's going to go retrograde in March. So that means that we have to, it's going to be there for the remainder of the year. We have to really dig deep, right? When Jupiter's in Scorpio, we want to dig deep. And Mars is in Aquarius, but actually, no, Venus, yeah. No, Mars is in Sag. Is it in Sag? Yeah. Mars is moving into Sag at the end of this, at the end of this week. So Mars is in Scorpio. So we're digging really deep into the issues, and we're uncovering the truth. And if we're deceiving ourselves or other people are deceiving ourselves, we're looking at that and solving our problems and changing our direction according to that information that we receive on how we may be deceiving and what do we need to uncover and what's blocking us, what fears is our driving force right now. Fears can be positive in a way. So I'm afraid to not be able to pay my next mortgage, so I'm going to get a second job, right? So that fear created positive action. But fears can be negative action as well too. And so for the rest of this week, when the moon moves into Taurus, which is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the moon will shift into Taurus. And that's going to become difficult for some people, especially when you're dealing with self-worth, financial issues, and some diet and nutrition. So who's going to really benefit throughout this week? Well, for today, if you need a creative edge to be able to solve some problems in a very calm, caring, compassionate way, then Pisces and Cancer and Scorpio, this is a great day for you to be able to calmly work some problems out and emotionally get in touch with your deeper feelings about things. When so water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, when it shifts into Aries this week, for the next couple of days, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to feel that calmness is gone. You're going to feel agitated by outside sources, people around you, and aggravated by that. And the same thing with earth signs. Remember, we're not just our sun sign. So have a reading done to find out what other signs and planets are in your chart. But if you've got Taurus, Virgo or Capricorn in your chart, you're going to feel this urgency that something has to get done now and you have to solve the problem immediately. And you're going to be spreading this sort of anxiety around people, and you might get reactions that aren't favorable. That's the earth signs. But if you're a fire sign, such as Aries, Leo, and Sag, today's going to be, you're going to feel like you're going nowhere fast, and it feels very slowed and bogged down and depressed, right? But as soon as it moves into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you fire signs are going to be just raging bulls, ready to go, ready to grab the bulls by the horn and get her done. And very quickly, and you'll have solutions immediately. People will approach you that will be able to emotionally support you and this urgency and to get things done. And reach out to your team. That's what Taurus is, the Uranus Aquarian energy is. You know, you fire signs, you Aries, you Leos, you Sagittarius, reach out. You're very independent and you like to stand on your own, but it doesn't hurt to get a little help from your friends. You know the song, hey, get a little help from my friends, get that done. And then so last but not least, for the air signs, which is Gemini and Libra and Aquarius. Now Libra, the next few days, you're going to feel like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and you feel like there's no balance, there's not a lot of peace, and you're feeling this edginess, and you're feeling not understood and difficult in communicating because your thoughts or emotions are going faster than your thoughts, actually. So you want to sort of take a lot of deep breaths through the next couple of days because you have a lot of logic. You have a lot of knowledge, Libra, and just wait until the weekend and you'll be able to share that and get the information that you want. But for the other air signs, which is Gemini and Aquarius as well. It's going to be a great couple of days for you. You'll be able to get a lot done. You'll work quicker than normal. You might have people approach you that are very urgent about how things need to be done, and you're able to calm, you know, not emotionally, but intellectually calm, and create a plan, and you're able to regroup and bring your team together and get support that way. But at the end of the week, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Aquarians, you're going to have the difficulty. You're going to feel that you're stuck. You got somebody around you that's stubborn and doesn't want to budge, and it's agitating you. It's getting on your nerves, literally. But the other air signs, Libra and Gemini, just chill. Just chill at the end of the week, because the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to be busy, you air signs and fire signs. You're going to be so busy. You're going to wish that you were two people and you could be two places at once. Tons of conversation and information and laughter and fun and playfulness for the weekend. So that's the week of January 22nd. Again, I urge you to call in at 646-716-9140. And if you can, I wonder if I can get the chat room open. Oh, we do have a caller. Usually I can't, you know, manage the chat room and chat on with the caller at the same time. And so call in at 646-716-9140 and let's see what's going on in your love life. If you've got a question, what's Saturn doing in your chart, and how is it affecting your life for the next 2.5 years? Be interesting to see how it unfolds with Mr. Trump as well, too. But I am going to take my caller at 484. Hello, you're on the air. Hi. How are you doing? Hi.
Oh, hello there. This is the first time I found you.
Oh, yay. I'm trying to be on every Monday, but I'm going to come on tomorrow and Wednesday as well, too. I'm kind of random throughout the week, but Mondays
good.
For sure. So what's your
cool.
birth chart? Let's start there.
My birth
what's
date
your birth
is
date?
8/29/74.
8? So August 29th. 1974. Okay, and do you have a specific question, or you want me just to see what's going on with Saturn in your chart?
I do have a specific question.
Okay, go for it.
I have another question about another female that is in my life. I really need to know if this is going to develop into a partnership, a relationship, a romantic relationship with me and her or not. And if so, when, a time frame of when it's going to become that.
Okay. I'm definitely seeing a relationship in your chart. It looks like you are ready to create a relationship at the beginning of this month. So did you just meet her a few weeks ago or engage with her a few weeks ago?
No. I've known her since I was age 6, so it's a 40-year friendship since childhood. Then we became very good best friends. And then last May is when feelings were discussed that this is more than a friendship. And then in July, we had a very, very bad fight and a falling out over the feelings before we could even get anything off the ground. And she just came back into my life 1 week ago and started texting me. And I'm trying to feel out where is this going so I don't waste any more time. I mean, it's been 8 months and nothing's really solid here.
Okay. It's probably important for me to take a look. Do you happen to know her birth date?
Yes, it's February the 13th, 1975.
Okay, give me a second here. I'm going to punch this in.
Okay.
February 13th, 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right off the bat that whatever happens between the two of you, you'll be able to handle it much better with much more authority and much smoother than you've been able to in the past.
Right. I feel that energy. I feel it's a much different energy now that she's talking to me. I mean, we haven't seen each other face to face in about 6 months, but, you know, I just need to know where this is going so I'm not wasting my time and playing any games here.
Yeah. Because that is at the stage that you're at right now, because there are a bunch of aspects going on with your chart that shows me that you are going to be getting into a relationship in February. Doesn't necessarily mean it's her. It's a relationship
It probably is her, because that's the only person that I'm really interested in.
Okay. This relationship shows me that it is going to take work, and you're going to have to pull up your bootstraps, and you're going to have to take charge in the situation. You're going to have to be the boss of the other person, but the person responds very well, and you see progress, and you see. However, when I look at her chart, starting in April, okay, now, so she's going to start feeling the energy in March. She's going to be very spellbound. So that means she's going to look up to you like a guru. She's going to, but it's also going to, there's a danger that she can be very confused by her emotions. So can I ask you, is she sure of her sexual orientation, or is she still confused about her sexual orientation?
That's probably me, because she's been with other females, whereas I have never been with a female at all.
Okay, so she's going through a stage where she's quite confused emotionally, and also she's around a woman that has some confusion as well, too. And it's very easy for you to misinterpret each other. It's very confusing time for her. I like what I see you're going through, because you're very firm, you're very solid, you speak your mind.
Right.
But she's a bit wishy-washy.
And well, she's living with a very abusive man right now, too, and that's another situation that she has to get out of.
Okay. So I think, is she bisexual?
I have no idea what she is. I'm assuming, I don't know. I never been with this woman.
But you've been friends with her for about 40 years.
Yeah, and we never discussed stuff like this. I think she was hiding feelings for me for a couple of years, and you know, I just kind of caught on to it now.
Yeah. I'm still seeing that she's confused. And her confusion is around, because what she is she's a healer. So she's with a person, she has always been attracted to people who have got either drug or alcohol abuse and also who have depression. So no doubt that the man
that she's... both of them. She's dealing with drug, alcohol, and depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so is the
and see,
the
I'm not, and
with.
I'm... Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not into that stuff.
No, no. And I'm going to tell you that she's going to be going through this off and on for the next 2 years.
Okay.
And until she gets a handle of what's
mm-hmm.
going on, how the drugs and the alcohol is really
mm-hmm.
controlling her life, she's going to be a problem for the next couple of years. You know,
okay.
So if you want to take...
Do you see her moving into my home and getting out of that situation with the man, or what is she going to do here?
If she does that, it's not going to be until April, and she will go back and forth. She really feels sorry for this guy, for whatever reason is. She feels indebted to him. She feels sorry for him. She feels very pulled by him spiritually.
Mm.
There's a connection.
Okay.
Right?
Mm. All right.
So March, April, there is a sudden shift, a sudden change in your life.
Right.
So she,
okay.
But it's not going to be steady. It's going to be difficult.
Okay.
But you're going to figure it out. Like by November, if she doesn't have things figured out in her life, you're done. You're even done with the friendship too, because you're really prepared right now to have a good, solid, clean, healthy relationship, and that's what I see coming.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for games or any kind of playing around.
No.
Or I mean, I can find that with anybody. I don't need any of that.
Yeah. So I think what you can do with Saturn here is try to figure out what's your lesson between you and her, because I don't see this as an easy relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is the lesson here so that you can move on? Because you two are together because you're going to profoundly propel each other spiritually in the world of lessons. So there is a tie here that every time you guys are together, you become stronger, you become healthier. You've helped her through a lot of difficult times before, and she's helped you too.
Well, on New Year's Day, her soul came to me and gave me a physical kiss, and I saw her, and I told her that in a text message.
Mm-hmm.
So her soul is wanting to physically start getting involved with me on a sexual manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the next, I see you in a much better place in the next year than I see her. And if I see two people like that with such different lifestyle coming in, I can't. It's difficult for me to see them together.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
But she's not a mover or a shaker. It's very hard for her to make changes in her life. She gets really stuck.
Right.
And depressed,
okay.
and it's hard for her to get out of this situation that she's in.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it's a lot of it has to do around finances. So she's with him for financial reasons, or she feels like she can't afford to not be with him, but she doesn't really want to jump from the frying pan to the fire, so she won't go from him to you. Right, and if she does, it'll be needy, it'll be dependent, it'll be very unhealthy for you.
Right.
But I see you.
Okay.
I do see you in a good, solid relationship starting,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this year.
Right. Okay.
So have a lookout. See who else is out there. What's going
on
there?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You
it was
have
nice
a good
talking
day.
To you. Thank you. You too. Now. So there you go, right? That gives you an example of what goes on when I'm doing somebody's charts. I see two totally different things happening at the same time. What I really like to do when I'm working with couples, or even when I'm working with a single person, if this person goes, well, my husband's going to retire, and, you know, how is he going to handle his retirement, and what's it going to do in our lives, and how is it going to change things? And if I see something in their chart that looks quite difficult and challenging, and I give them the rainbow at the end of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow story, which is what I always do. Whenever there's a difficulty, I go, but this is what you're going to get out of it. You know, you're going to go through 9 months of, let's say, you know, pregnancy and feeling fat and hurting being around, and you're going to go through labor, but then you get this beautiful baby at the end, right? It's that type of thing. But if I look at the partner's chart and I see that they're going through something similar in their own way, it's difficult, it's challenging, but, and then the time cycle is about the same, then I go, yeah, this is not going to break you guys up. This is going to make you guys stronger and better as a couple. And, but if I see totally opposite things happening, it can be hard. But, you know, they could support each other too, but it can be hard. So when we work through our human nature, things are really difficult. But when we look at it on a soul level, on a spiritual level, because our soul has one life, and that one life is living life after life after life. That's what they're experiencing, many lives. But it has its one experience. It's its entity in itself. Then we welcome the change in a lifetime to help our soul grow. But many of us go through our human experience, and it's fleeting, and it's temporary, and it's not, doesn't have to be permanent. Nothing is permanent. That's a guarantee, right? And so what is that? You know, what does that look like? And how can you work with that so we don't repeat the lessons over and over again? So we've got another caller here. Hello, you're on air. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Can I get your birth date to start off?
129.
Yep, what year?
77.
And do you have a specific question, or do you want me to look something up? What's going on with Saturn in your chart?
Saturn is finance, right? Because that's what I'm calling about. Or is that materialism?
Okay. It can be. It can be finances, depending on what level. So you're wanting to see if your financial situation is going to shift or take a change.
Right.
So you do have a couple of planets in Mercury and Mars in Capricorn. So you're actually not going to be affected too much until the end of this year. And that's when I really see you pulling up your bootstraps. Your financial situation changes because your work situation changes because you get like a promotion or a raise. You get more responsibility. Are you taking a workshop or training or any education right now in order for you to be able to be in a management type of position?
No, I'm not doing anything. I was looking at a couple of classes, but I don't have no money to go back to school, so I had to drop that idea. Yeah.
And are you looking for a job right now?
Yeah, I'm putting in applications.
So it's hard for you to work for other people, which is the first thing I want to point out, because you're very self-managed. You can work on your own. You're very responsible. You're very reliable. You're great at multitasking, and you like to be left alone. So all of those attributes have to be in the job. It doesn't matter if you work in a factory, if you're, you know, cleaning up kitchens or whatever, but as long as you're able to work on your own, left on your own, that people trust that you'll be responsible enough to, and it's a busy type of atmosphere. So you're doing a couple of things at the same time. You're a happy camper, and I see you in a really happy job by the end of this year. Now, does that mean that you got to go between now and then without a job? No, but it does mean that, you're trying to find your direction. You're trying to find where you're really happy. So I do see you in a job in March, of the beginning of March of 2018. And by the end of this year, it's a type of job where you can grow and learn and become, you know, become management or be more in charge of something. So as an example, let's say you go to work for McDonald's and you're serving the public and it drives you crazy, but you can move your way up into a management type of position. That's the example that comes to mind. So it's a bit of a struggle and you're going to find it a bit exhausting, but you really want to reach a higher level of who you're working for and being more independent. So if I would put in applications now as we speak, because the application that you're going to put in now is going to be the job that starts for you in March.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you're so right. Because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I hope so. I'm praying for it.
No, by the end of this year, you're going to be a lot better off financially, but I also see that you're going to be minimalizing. So you've got some financial responsibilities right now that you don't have to have, that you can let go of or you can pay off. And so I see that you're focusing on one of those financial. So let's say that as an example, you got a credit card and it's like, I got to pay this off. So I can see you doing a couple of jobs just to pay it off, but it's just temporary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of student loans. I'm trying to clean all that stuff up. And I would like the next job I get, I'm going to start, you know. I'm not even trying to decorate the apartment. I'm just trying to pay stuff off. You're definitely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it feels like a sense of duty. It feels like such a responsibility. It's like I'm not making money to make me happy. I'm doing it to pay off all these, like, student loans and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But 2019 is going to be an amazing year for you, and you wrap up 2018 by letting go, getting rid of a lot of these debts. A lot of your financial responsibilities is history.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you're going to just be working really hard at just getting that done, because your goal is, like, at the end, I want to start 2019 debt free.
Right, exactly.
So I do see you working really hard at a couple of different jobs just to rake in the dough. And not be able to, you won't be able to see it because it's going to be going to this duty and responsibility that you have financially.
Right.
But that's okay. That's okay, because you're done. You're done. You're moving your spirit. If you remember me just speaking about that, our spirit and our soul is completely different than our human life. And you're changing direction in the next 2 years of how you want to live your life. And that's difficult because you've always been sort of under the control of other people, such as a father, a boss, people that you live with, and you want your control back. You want your mojo back. You're going to be ruthless, and you want to gain back your power, and that's going to dominate your year.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a good year, too.
It is. It's hard work, but you can do it. You got a lot of Capricorn in your chart. I know you're an Aquarius, but you've got Capricorn, so you can be a hard worker if you set your mind to it.
I can. Tunnel vision, for real.
Yep, you're going to make that happen. Okay, girl, I've got another caller here, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Hang in there.
Yeah. Okay, God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
But God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, so I've only got about 10 minutes left. I do want to get into the dream. How do we remember our dreams? I'm going to take my next caller. But we remember our dreams by writing things down on paper, because the visual and the action of writing things down on paper imprints it into our mind. Imprint, get that? Into our mind. So when you want to remember your dreams, give it 7 days, write something. Even a minor problem that you have, like, you know, Larry at work is driving me crazy. What do I do? Then you write that on a piece of paper. You stick it under your pillow. That's a subconscious reminder. You have a little notebook beside you. You write that, and every day this is what you do. And you have to write it again and again. Don't stick the same piece of paper. Write it again and again. And you want to think about it as you're falling asleep. You know, What do I do about Larry? Larry's really bugging me. I want a positive outcome. I want a positive feedback. Give me some answers. And then go to mooddreams.com, mooddreams.com, mooddreams. Yeah, there's two D's in the middle there. And there's a lot of great interpretations there. When you wake up, write down, when you remember a dream, write down the first three things that pop in your head about that dream. And if you don't have time to write the whole dream down, by the time you get home, you read those three things, and it will bring back the dream for you. And then break everything down and look up everything in mooddreams.com, okay? And give yourself 7 days. If it doesn't work in 7 days, keep doing it, and eventually you will begin to remember your dreams. Okay, we're going to take caller area code 307. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Let me get your birth information right away. What month and day are you born in? What year?
September 17th of 79.
Okay. Oh, it's been a rough year for you. Very confusing. Let's see if we're going to get past that. What's your question?
I was just wondering if it, if this 2018 was going to be luckier in love and in everything.
Was really bad.
Yes.
What happened with 2017, just to recap and help everybody else out a bit too, is there was a lot of changes in your relationship with other people, which was a reflection or mirrored how the type of relationship that you have with yourself. So what I'm seeing is a lot of sacrificing, a lot of criticism, feeling like you're not good enough. So this is going to change significantly. Actually, it began at the beginning of December of 2017. And what you're going to find is in July of 2018, you're going to come across some new friends, because you need to make new friends. And there's a new female friend that comes along that sort of gives you a really healthy emotional relationship. And there's also a partnership. Like, so are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, I ended it last year.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say the tension, did you end it at the beginning of December?
Yes.
Okay. Because
yes.
That's what I said when it began then. So everything's going to be very smooth because you ended that relationship at the end of at the beginning of December. And now you're going to have healthier friendships, and there's actually a kind of a windfall that's going to happen for you. Did you just get like a new job or a new sense of freedom, or did you move this month that just passed?
My daughter, my 17-year-old daughter, just moved in with me, and it's been a good adjustment. You know, it had made me get more responsibility and set me on the right track, so to say.
Well, it really opened your eyes to new possibilities.
Yes.
And your consciousness expanding, and you're a serving type of person. You like to serve people. You like to help them. You like to support them. You like to take care of them. And you did that with your ex, but it was so unhealthy. But now you can do it in a very healthy manner. So, yeah, this is a great year for you, hon. I'm really excited for you.
Great. And you said you see a partnership maybe in July?
Yes. Yep, I see that in July. Yeah.
Great. Well, good. That's good news. I needed it.
It is good news. It's been, you know what, and yeah. I want you to take stock on what did you learn about yourself by being in that relationship. One of the things that I think I can help you with is that you are someone that needs to be in a relationship that serves others, helps them to be the best that they can be, and take care of them in the healthiest manner. Not someone who criticizes you, puts you down, makes you feel small. No matter how much you serve them, you're going to go nowhere fast. So it made you take a good look at what your attributes are, what you're really good at. You know,
yeah,
in fact,
it's good.
I wouldn't be surprised if it changed your career path, too, and what you want to do working for other people, working with other people. Go ahead.
I had a different outlook on life completely after that relationship. It was horrible, but it taught me so many things, so many good things.
Yeah, good for you. You could be a waitress in a restaurant or a bartender, and you would be everybody would love you because you're so helpful. You're so catering. You're so caring. You're so, you know, you make people feel important. You make people feel that they're, you know, it doesn't matter. You could be a counselor. You're basically a counselor everywhere you go. You're motherly. You nurture people, right? So whatever career that you do where you're able to do that stuff, I don't care if you're a waitress, a bartender, you're a nurse, or a factory worker, that's what you do and that's what you're good at.
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking about actually doing help with some kids that are, you know, teenagers of domestic abuse and stuff. I was thinking about maybe doing something like that.
Volunteer. I see you getting an opportunity to volunteer with that in March. So if you're going to go back to school for it, that's fine. I do see you taking a different direction and going and re-educating yourself. You also work really well with the elderly. You work well with people that are in vulnerable situations. And if volunteer in it and go through your new job, by 2020 you're going to be in a completely different new job career.
I hope
so. If the course is a couple of years, that makes sense. If it takes 2 years for the 2 year course.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Have a great day. Thank
you too.
You.
Bye now. So we've got about 3 minutes left. As I said, I'm kind of random. If you follow me on Blog Talk, hopefully you get an email notification, look in your spam, that I'm on air. I'm going to be on air for tomorrow and I hope on Wednesday as well, and do some readings and possibly on Friday. You can get a hold of me at Astro Holly. And Astro Holly is my Blog Talk name, my Facebook name, my Astro Holly at mail.gmail.com. So mail.com and astroholly.com is my website. I have tons of podcasts there if you're a podcast addict. I got a lot of videos there and suggestions. And and if you're just chiming in now, take a look at what is going on at the beginning of this podcast, because I talked about what's going on globally. We talked about Trump. We talked about Saturn. And tomorrow I want to talk about deeper into Jupiter and Scorpio. And what does that mean? I mean, Jupiter is jolly and happy and expanding and fun and freedom orientated and playful, insightful belief system, philosophy, you know, all of that fun stuff. But Scorpio is so serious and digging deep and research orientated and psychological and psychiatric and very intense, right? There's fears involved. How do you blend those two together? What do you do with that? Well, I can tell you in a nutshell, you can find freedom. You can find your own belief system, your own philosophy. You can, by digging deep into your fears and uncovering what those are and then releasing them by digging deep into some looking at your psychological behaviors, right? And so we're gonna talk a little bit more about that. I've got what's called $50 Fridays. So if you call in, you can get a reading done for $50. Not call in, but if you call me, or we do a Skype session, and then we can take a look at maybe what your fears are, and how can you uncover what your fears are. And so that's $50 Fridays. You can get a hold of me at astroholly.com. I'm here in Toronto, Canada. So if you're in the States, there's a lot of different ways that we can connect. Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. We will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully, and get her done. May the stars be with you, and may all your dreams come true.